Please read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with retard.
You say funny things.
Hello and welcome to the Sofa King Podcast here on SofaKingPodcast.com.
You guys are never going to get used to me and my ritual.
No.
It's going to come up first thing. No,
yeah.
Just so you guys know, always during the music, in silence, they're laughing at me off to the side because I'm drinking whiskey, coffee, and hacking up everything in my throat to make sure I'm clear. It kind of sounds like Al Pacino, a little hoo-ah going on over there.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Something. I don't know what it is, but all that semen coming out of your throat.
It's what it just, takes. Yeah. You know, sometimes it doesn't go down. It's got to come up.
It's got to loosen
But the funny thing is, once I get it up, I just swallow it again. I can't get enough.
That didn't take long. Yeah. A minute, 9 seconds, ladies
and gentlemen. Just keeps coming.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yep.
Just beat up on myself while you guys
exactly
try to bully me.
Exactly how we do it here on the Sofa King Podcast.
So I do want to say, we're all kind of tripping balls right now on a caffeine high.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
We bought some Caveman coffee from old Tate Fletcher and Mean Keith Jardine over at Caveman Coffee. And I just thought, oh, it's going to be a good roast. You know, this is some fancy coffee because my kids have to eat Top Ramen for a week since we bought this bag, I'd have to say. But it is delicious, I have to say. It's super good. It's super smooth. I didn't put cream in there. I'm just drinking this black. However, there needs to be a warning that there's like five times as much caffeine. Maybe I didn't read the description because I drink 4 shots of espresso over ice every day and then tea somewhere in the middle of the day. I forgot what it was like to be high on caffeine. Like, I haven't had this happen to me in a long time.
Well, and we talked about that. Espresso is the darker the roast,
right?
The less caffeine
the sweeter
it has
the
in
berry
it.
Or
yeah,
something,
the juice.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
No, but like literally slightly lightheaded. I feel like I'm like Beavis right now. We're gonna finish.
I'm fucking Cornholio right now, and I only drank a cup and a quarter, and I'm just like I have like restless leg syndrome.
They gave us all types of ailments. Good stuff. I feel like I'm high.
I think the whole reason like we just did another episode and I felt like we were going to run out of time, and it's probably because we're talking at like double speed.
It's fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks right now.
Well, and I think their blend of coffee is directed towards athletes. A lot of athletes and sports people drink their coffee. Yeah, and they have a good diet, and they're drinking the high caffeine content to get them going.
I'm gonna have to cut it with the Folgers or something.
Don't do that.
I know, I wouldn't.
Did I tell you about my dandelion coffee?
No,
this is the last time I was this caffeinated from a single cup was because I read years ago in an army survival guide, and it talks about different regions of the world and what you need to do to survive. And then when it talks about North America, it's basically there's a whole section on like the dandelion being your best friend if you need to survive, because you can eat, it's very nutritional. I mean, people eat dandelion greens for salad, they cook dandelion greens, you can make wine out of the flowers.
Those are the yellow ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not those ones you blow away.
No, that's what they are.
Okay,
they turn into that.
Oh, those little yellow flowers turn into those white things that you blow when you're little? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Unless it's a milk thistle, which looks like a dandelion, but it's kind of
either way,
spiny.
You're safe to eat it, huh?
Mm. Not the milk thistle.
Yeah, you eat the milk thistle.
I take milk thistle.
Can you eat milk thistle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take
well, I never
daily.
Have.
Yeah.
Anyway, the field manual says...
That's what Brent hacks up, milk thistle.
The milk thistle. The field manual said if you take the roots of dandelion plants and you roast them over a fire until they're black like coffee beans and then grind them and brew them exactly like coffee, you get, and I'll never forget the line, a quote, highly caffeinated beverage that is not unlike coffee. And I was like,
not
what is
unlike
right?
Coffee.
And I'm like, so when the army says not unlike coffee, what the hell does that mean? So anyway, my brother-in-law's father picked a ton of dandelions when I told him this and just gave me a bucket full of dandelions. And I took them home. I actually made a salad out of the greens. They were good. But then I roasted the roots just like coffee, put them in my coffee grinder, brewed it like coffee.
How did you roast the roots?
Just in the oven. Stove or
just
oven.
Cooked them in the oven until they were black.
You can cook coffee beans on a stove.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be fun to talk about. I would have never made it through all these steps. I would have lost. Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
But I brewed it, and it wasn't that it tasted not unlike coffee. It tasted like cheap coffee. It tasted like middle of the night, I'm falling asleep, I stopped at a truck stop and bought some bad coffee. That's what it tasted like.
It actually tasted like
it
coffee.
It tasted like coffee. Everyone who drank it was like, no, this tastes like coffee.
It didn't look like tea. I pictured
nope, it. It looks like dark. Coffee. It tastes like coffee. It was pretty mind-blowing. I didn't even drink a whole cup, and I was bouncing off the fucking walls. There is so much caffeine in dandelion coffee.
So you can almost kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So this caveman coffee.
If you think about like an herb, like right. it looks like a you know flaky leaf or whatever. If you ground it up, it would just be green. But right. if you roasted it, it would turn black, obviously, right. well, and make a ground.
I'm looking forward to the fact that this is happening yeah. to me right now because I don't feel like I got to clean my garage today when we're done with the podcast. And I was
you're drinking another cup of that.
Yep. But yeah, so the dandelion coffee was the last time I felt this amped after one cup of a caffeinated coffee.
No, I drink caffeine all the time, and I'm it got me floating pretty good. So we'll give them a shout out. It's Caveman Coffee Company.
That's right.
And they're at cavemancoffeeco.com. You can also get them at onit.com. The different varieties. Check them out. It is actually very good coffee.
Yeah. You don't need much though. Yeah,
if you listen to Tate talk about, you know, where they you know, have a family of growers that they get it from. It's very clean coffee.
Right.
They know exactly where it's from. They've studied it. Yeah. And so it's actually, you know, a good investment, and you're actually helping, you know, people out. So.
And they're not a sponsor. We're just
no, they are not a sponsor.
We're just
and we're not just kissing ass. Like, no, I like those legit. Guys and yeah. I listen to their podcasts, but I just wanted to buy it. You know, it worked. They're talking about it, made me buy some, and I did it.
Yeah. And
marketing.
This is my segue. It makes me feel like I'm not going to sleep for a week. Which would make me wake up on Black Friday.
Yes. Pretty good.
That's my horrible.
No, that would make you fall asleep.
Whatever.
Isn't
come
every,
on. Give
isn't
me a
every day, like every Friday, Black Friday for you?
Every day is a sale day.
Like half the day is Black Friday. Half every the day. The other half is White Friday every day.
Some days you wake up into it. Some days you just like noon. It
hits me midday. Yeah. It all depends.
Yeah.
But our topic is Black Friday. And we want to talk about all the background of Black Friday, some of the psychology of Black Friday, a couple of other things. And I'll kick it off with a quote from a listener on our intertubes. Intertubes.
That's your intestines.
Magdalena Barton said, "I'm all for Thanksgiving, i.e. the food and seeing family. It doesn't have any meaning beyond our family for that." Which I think is a good sentiment. Thanksgiving should be about family, not about bullshit.
Football.
Football, Plymouth Rock, etc. Dead Indians.
Parades.
Then she says,
Native Americans.
"I hate Black Fridays, and I'm so glad I do not work retail anymore. When I was working at Target, Best Buy, Petco, and PetSmart," side note, holy shit.
how's that job turn around? Jesus Magdalena.
Christ.
Keep a job for long?
But
for you.
Back to the quote. "On Black Friday, I couldn't even tell you how many fist fights I saw, and a couple of times dodging fists. So yeah, Black Friday is the worst."
I worked at Best Buy.
Should it be called,
I worked at
should
we change I wonder it if we know each other from that.
Black Eye Friday?
Maybe.
Not
maybe.
Black Guy Friday, Black Eye Friday.
That's a different thing.
I worked at Best Buy for multiple Black Fridays, and it was gnarly. Like, it was crazy. People would line up. I mean, there's no way to describe it from the Bakersfield Best Buy, but just like, you know, four or five stores down and around the block. I myself camped out one time, even though I had to be at work at 4 a.m. that day for Black Friday. I held the spot during Thanksgiving, and then my wife and someone came over and took the spot in the tent so that
in
I
the
could
tent.
Get a TV.
Damn.
In the fucking tent.
That's hardcore,
dude. It was
dude.
Cold, dude.
Yeah.
Like, so, but I got a TV and a laptop. I turned around and sold the laptop and got the TV for free, basically.
I got a free
TV out of it. It was worth. I still have that TV,
and
it was
a lot
from like 10 years ago. They brought me a plate. I would not do it again, and especially after reading most of what I read here, and maybe things have changed because that was years ago. I mean, that was probably 10, 12 years ago.
Well, you said the TV is 10 years old, so I'm assuming it's 10 years old.
That was also a guess. So the TV is 10 or 12 years old, as was the line.
Ten
lighting.
Or 12 years old.
Yeah.
Well,
did you ever work anywhere on Black Friday, Brad?
No,
not that I can remember.
Did you do retail ever?
The only retail place that I worked is
that was pizza. That doesn't count.
I worked at Mervyn's.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was like a second job, and I worked at night, like late at night, unloading the trucks and like merchandising. Okay. So like,
I was trying to picture you in like a white shirt and a tie, like helping dudes put business shoes on.
No, I didn't do that. Like I had to clean up the shoe section and like merchandise, you know, do logistics type stuff. So I really didn't deal with customers, which is probably good.
Yeah, that might be good.
It was super stressful, man. Like the entire environment and like management and the atmosphere leading up to it.
I would like to be a security guard at like Walmart.
No, you would not.
Fight people.
Oh yeah. I just body slam fools. Just.
So the only, I never worked retail during Black Friday, but I worked at, for 2 years in a row, I worked, I cooked in the Bob's Big Boy in the mall, which was the only restaurant in the mall.
This was before I was born, because I don't remember a Bob's Big Boy in the mall. Oh, you're in Michigan.
Back in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, okay. Michigan. I was going to say.
Sorry. It was Elias Brothers Big Boy in Michigan. It's not Bob's. It's Elias Brothers.
Elias Brothers?
There's four different Big Boy franchises based on the region you're in. I forget what they are. I know Bob's is the West Coast. Elias Brothers is kind of the Midwest. There's a different one on the East Coast. Anyway.
That's just like Shasta soda over here is Fanta, or not Fanta, Faygo soda in Detroit and stuff on the
Faygo's
East Coast.
Faygo's the best, though. But they don't make Red Pop out here because they all suck.
You got some at Murray Family Farms, though.
Yeah, they don't sell it anymore.
Faygo?
No, they don't. Faygo Red
Pop. It was always good.
Yeah, it is good. Anyway, I worked at the Big Boy at the mall, and it was and this was before like hype craziness. You know, Black Friday stuff like it is now, but it was fucking madness. I mean, you know, if you've worked at a restaurant, there's always like those floor mats that are full of holes that you lay down on the floor so you keep traction and food gets stuck in the holes and whatever.
Yeah.
They just straight up on Black Friday, they had four sets of them because the kitchen was such a disaster, just an endless, just burgers dropping on the ground.
Smashed into the holes.
And you couldn't stop to clean it because you were just like on all stations. So you would eat at one point, like a couple of hours in, you would all just grab a different food-filled floor mat and drag it into the back, grab a clean one, throw it down because you couldn't even stand.
Yeah.
You were just slipping on crushed food, and then the busboys would clean them out and bring cleaner ones up for it was horrible.
The funniest thing, or not funny really, I guess, but you know, it's a lot of young kids working at Best Buy. I think I was probably, I don't know, early 20s at the time, but there was a kid that was 16, and it was like really his first job. And he started as, you know, extra help, because during that season, our Best Buy hired 150 extra people just for holiday for like a seasonal, occasional employees. Yeah. Well, they put this kid in the camera department, and they line you up. They're like, hey, you're going to have to help five customers at a time. Here's our sales ad. Here's the thing. And they ramp you up. They even make you do like role play stuff before, where you have to pretend they're helping three customers. And what they would do is,
I am a wizard. I am a wizard selling cameras.
Different role play.
Oh, sorry.
They would put you, like, you would stand in your department, and then all the employees at the store meeting would rush like one department or another department to simulate what was gonna happen.
I cast sleep spell on the horde of employees.
This kid is standing there on the real Black Friday. They opened the doors and they rushed in, and he dropped to the floor and had a panic attack, and the ambulance had to come get him.
God. I'm surprised he didn't get stampeded.
He went out on it. No, it was like,
because that's happened.
Yes.
I witnessed, like, he went down, and the ambulance had to take him away.
Fuck.
Just from the panic of the people. It was insane. When you see those people coming in, it's like a cattle like herd coming at you.
Yeah, it's like a stampede of idiots.
With just TVs.
All just like running in, like just fighting over towels.
Their mouth breathing, they took all the oxygen away.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy, man. No, they get hyped up in those lines.
Yeah.
And spring up. I actually read, there's a guy named Tom Gilovich, who's a psychology professor at Cornell University. And I was reading about him, and he was talking about how part of the problem with Black Friday deals with just basic human psychology, because if we're all stuck waiting in a line, waiting for something to happen for hours, there are two responses. One response is you become communal and you help each other and you support each other and you have this great experience while you're waiting for something. And he said statistically, and he looked at all this different evidence, statistically speaking, you were only going to have that experience if you were waiting for an event. If you're waiting to get into a concert concert, if you're waiting to get into like a midnight release for a movie,
right.
Sporting event, like you build this camaraderie.
You know why? It's because there's payoff. You're all going to see the concert. You're
exactly.
all going to see the event.
Exactly.
You are going to get the reward you waited for.
And you support each other. And if right. someone's like, hey, you know, I need to step out for a minute. You're like, dude, I got your spot. Don't yeah. worry about it. You'll let people get in front of you. It doesn't matter.
There's
a totally different thing. But when you're waiting to shop,
right.
There's this competition factor, and it makes everyone get hostile and violent and self-centered, and they don't care about the community. It's just, I'm going to get mine and fuck y'all. And
right.
there's like a true psychological factor that occurs there. So if you're waiting, and then the other thing is, if you go to an event, you feel a long-lasting psychological payoff for
right.
having gone through the event. But if you buy some stupid fucking shit for cheap, you don't feel any better yeah. about it later in the day, and you punched a guy and trampled somebody just to get a fucking cheap TV.
Stabbed somebody about yeah. it.
I mean, so, it got awkward when I waited in line, and I was just trying to show, yeah. like, hey, man, you need to calm down.
Well,
like, just relax.
And the story I told you, I won't wait in line. Like, Dick's Sporting Goods, I was looking to buy a safe, for a gun safe,
mm-hmm.
and they had them, like, a pretty good-sized gun safe for a relatively good price. And I was like, wow, that's actually worth it to go and buy, just to have. And so the line was like, I don't know, half a mile long, all
right.
the way down,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
as far as you can see.
Yeah.
And so I just stood there in the front of the line, like not, I was away from everybody, but I was just like, well, I'll just wait until the line goes in and then I'll go in. Like if I get it, cool. If not, no big deal.
Right.
And there was a couple other families that walked up and they just were kind of waiting, you know, and people started like yelling at us.
Right.
Like, you got to get in line. You got to get in line. And I was like, look, I'm going to wait until everybody goes in. Then I will go in. Not that big a deal, dude. Calm down. You know,
right.
like, unless you want to get beat up in front of the line and I'll take your spot. Because that's what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, and
always
so.
Always the tough guy.
Always the tough guy. There's always somebody bigger and badder than you in the front of the line.
Yep.
And so, and so what happened was they opened the doors. The people rushed in. And I waited calmly. I walked up. Everything was in the front of the store that was on sale that I wanted. I walked up, got a ticket for it, walked up, and I was out in 10 minutes loading it into my truck.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
I mean, I didn't wait in line for four
well,
hours,
I mean,
five
part of the
hours.
Problem is they'll have like these super chase items that get people
yeah,
out
yeah.
there.
Xboxes
and
PlayStations.
Like,
and,
yeah, it's
and
like,
PlayStations,
like this, you know,
TVs.
Brand new laptop for
yeah.
$79.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
and
like,
it's a pile of junk laptop too.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It's like, it's a the crappiest laptop.
But it's the psychology of it, because then
yeah.
they get everybody whooped up because they want that fucking laptop.
Yeah.
The store only stocks 100
yeah.
of them or 30
of them. And everybody's idea
no,
is
no, no,
even
it's
if
way, it's way less.
Even
is
if
it?
You yeah, it's like 10. Even
Fuck.
If you even if you don't want it, you're going to go, "Oh, it's $79. I can sell it for 150."
Right.
Well, you
is
said,
it really
you said yourself,
worth
you bought that ladder for $20 and
well,
you didn't need it.
Well, I didn't right. need it, but I could use it. You know
right.
what I mean? It was something that and that's another thing. I walked into Home Depot end of the day, and we talked about this, it was an accident. I wasn't planning on going to anything Black Friday. It was Black Friday. I walk into Home Depot. There's a pallet of 4-foot Warner ladders. That's it's like a $100 ladder chilling on a pallet, $19.99.
Yeah,
okay. Of course I'm going to buy it.
Buy
yeah.
That.
Yeah. yeah, of course I'm going to buy it. I didn't
right.
have one. It's a usable product
right.
for $20.
Right.
Yeah, there's something called derivative products, and it's products that are specifically made by the major manufacturers using way cheaper parts with way
right.
less features that
yeah.
they do just so that they can have items represented at those large retailers.
Yeah.
They don't make them in mass quantities, and they're junk. They make shitty
yeah.
TVs, shitty laptops, way that are, you know, way lower quality. They're called
yeah.
derivative products. But the thing is, when you get in the store, and I know there's set items, they would have like six.
Fuck.
Three of some things.
Yeah.
And so people get in there, and then their whole goal is just to get tons of people there. I want to talk about that later.
And they have to have at least one
to
say that they have this product
right.
on sale.
To say it was represented and they
yeah.
did have it. But
right.
I think they have to have they'll say like in the ad, three, a minimum of three, and sometimes they'll have six or they'll have 10. But most
yeah.
of the time on those big items, not more than 10 for sure.
And yeah. they all say
yeah.
no rain checks when it's
no
out,
rain
it's
check.
Out.
Yeah, yeah and right. then and what happens is those that people will look at that TV and oh, it's out. Well, there's this one and it's only $100 more.
Right.
So I'll just buy that one.
Right.
They're there. They waited. They
right.
camped. Might
yeah.
as well get something.
Yeah.
Do you want to jump back like to history? And
yeah, let's look at the,
yeah.
why is it called Black Friday
right.
is the question. And I think you have the earliest date reference.
Yeah, the stuff that I found actually dates. It's a different term that it was used differently. The term Black Friday dates all the way back to the 1800s where two men tried to corner the gold market in the New York Stock Exchange. I don't know what they mean by that, but they were going to try to do something to like take advantage of the stock price or something. They had gold, but somehow it backfired on them in the U.S. government.
It backfired because Detective John McClane got stuck in the middle of their caper.
I don't know what they mean by corner the market, like what was about to happen, but they were going to profit substantially off of tricking the
Tom
stock market
Cruise
somehow.
Stopped them.
Right. But
that was impossible. That was Mission Impossible Zero.
Yes. Somehow word got out, or coincidentally, the U.S. government flooded the market with $4 million in gold, which in the 1800s is a huge deal, and it caused a market crash. So it did not work, and that's where the term Black Friday came from, the huge market crash, because what happened.
This is another thing, and you'll hear this on the Thursday episode, on the radio episode, the Thanksgiving, is we talk about how historically everything's different, because stuff I've read, there's different startings of Black Friday.
Right.
And I'm sure you have some, Dave.
Like, yeah, I do too. Well, I ran into that one, but most
that's the
of
the first time
the term was used, it's the same thing. When the stock market crashed, they called it Black Tuesday. Anytime there's a stock market crash, they call it Black whatever.
But officially being associated with the shopping thing or something.
Yeah, and came was up that later. Was that in a certain area? Like, did that? I mean, how did that get spread?
That was the U.S. That was the market. They were just saying Black Friday
because the market tanked
economically.
Because the stock market tanked, so it was just called Black Friday. But it had nothing to do with Thanksgiving or shopping or anything like that. And
it's just
I did
the first
read,
time the term showed up.
There's an urban myth floating around that Black Friday was called Black, which is completely false. But some people think that Black Friday is called Black Friday because the day after Thanksgiving was when they would put the most slaves to market, which is a lie, and it didn't happen.
I never heard that.
No, I saw that online, and a couple of people
were
saying
we didn't call
that
Black Friday.
No, we just called that Friday.
Yeah, that was just a Friday.
It's just Friday.
That was just a Friday, goddammit.
But I mean, the other thing, I mean, the fact of the matter is most of the years that they were talking about the fact that slaves would have been on sale, they didn't have Thanksgiving, so there wouldn't have been a Black Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
well, and like from what I heard was that the Black Friday, what I knew as Black Friday before you research any of this is that it's the day that all the stores go into the black, which they're making a profit. People are spending money to buy for Christmas.
That's the most recent. Yeah, that's the most recent application of it. And that came out in 1981. And the fact is, if you do old school, like in the olden days when you did like a financial ledger, you would use red ink anytime you weren't making a profit, and you would use black ink. And a lot of big stores like Macy's would only finally turn a profit for the year because of the sales bump on Black Friday. So that the fact that the stores went into the black is why it was called Black Friday. But there were earlier references to actually day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday as well. In 1951, a lot of economists started to refer to the day after Thanksgiving as Black Friday because they jokingly said that the Black Plague would hit America and everybody would be sick for a day. So most businesses, most of their employees never showed up for work the day after Thanksgiving because of this like sort of pseudo Black Plague. So they started like business people started to refer to it as Black Friday because none of your employees were going. They were all going to call in sick. They were all going to show up with a doctor. Doctor's note, and they were like, you might as well. So a lot of businesses just realized we should just shut down Thursday through Monday because no one's going to show up on Friday either.
Yeah,
I saw in 1961 a letter was released, referring to the day after Thanksgiving as Black Friday for the first time in the connotation that we think of as far as like consumerism and shopping.
Yeah.
It was originally a negative term, not negative because people died over it trying to get TV like today, but because of the hectic traffic, the police coined the term Black Friday because
Philadelphia.
Yes.
They could not control it no matter how hard they tried. They tried their best, but that crowd control and all the hectic chaos.
That every policeman was working on that day, and it was coined Black Friday because they wore black uniforms, and the streets were littered with police
cops
officers
and people. Because that's where they traditionally did the Army Navy game, and that was on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes,
that was the day that all of the Santa Clauses would show up. Yeah. So they just said that it was just madness.
And
in Philly.
And you said that the Black Friday thing, as we know it, where the stores go into the black, pretty much was in the 80s. I have something that said it was in the 60s when it was coined.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I mean, like, there's like so many.
Yeah, the history.
I guess it's not that key of a history moment.
Right. The date doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't think.
I saw a cool thing where some corporate PR firms, like roughly in the '60s somewhere, tried to spin the negative connotation and change it to Big Friday because yeah, I wanted to get away from the negative that, yeah. thing on black, but it right. didn't stick and it remained for 20 years. The thing I read about in the 80s was because it was still pre-computer bookkeeping. There wasn't QuickBooks and Quicken and whatnot. And I just thought you were drinking a beer. It's a root beer. What happened is in ledgers, the reason that black and red happens is in ledgers, when they still kept track of their finances by physically writing down losses or profits, they use red pins for losses, right. black pins. And that's yes. how in the yeah. black, yeah, right. from the whole right. thing, making yep. a profit.
That's what Dave said. Thanks. Yeah. Sprint.
I don't think he said using colors of pins.
Yes,
you?
He did.
Yeah,
did you?
Oh, you well. Were not listening.
I was listening.
That was like, I'm surprised Brent pulled that one off. I usually am the one that's not listening.
To repeat?
Yeah. Like,
and I actually, I'm old enough that when I took my like bookkeeping class in high school, we actually used a ledger and we actually did red and black ink in the ledger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking yeah. of old, I can't believe we can get you down here and your walker and you don't fall down the stairs.
I slide down the rail.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Impressive, by the
it
way.
Is. It is. He's bigger than both me and Brent.
I'm sketched out by the landing every time, yeah. but he does
it. Is.
Yeah. Yeah. I manage it.
He wears his Air Maxes.
Do you have splinters yeah. in your butt? That's kind of 2x4.
That's a personal question.
That's very getting real question. Close to home.
Yeah. So then the madness that occurs. So now, of course, everyone has massive sales on Black Friday and everyone goes crazy. And it wasn't even that long ago that it's really ramped up really quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't until 2003 that it was officially the biggest shopping day. That's right. pretty recent. Yeah. You know right. what I mean? Just not until 2003.
And just so everybody knows, this is a conspiracy theory. We don't know if Black Friday is for real or not. So for those true. Of you who are into conspiracy true. Theories, this is a conspiracy theory. We're not on either side or the other. We're just doing the research.
So. Stanley Kubrick set up a camera at Walmart.
Yeah. There actually is a conspiracy theory that involves Black Friday, but it's more of a conspiracy theory about consumerism dumbing down the population.
Yeah.
And Black Friday ties into it, but it's not really
makes
worth
sense.
Dredging up too much.
Yeah, because the population is being dumbed down. By their own self.
Yes.
By their own self. Everybody's doing it to their own personal body in their brain and their mind.
And I recommend going to, which is actually up right here, blackfridaydeathcount.com because it shows you the number of deaths and injuries in Black Friday. And I think, I don't even know how far back it goes, like 2000?
It goes 2000. I think it starts in 2006.
We're scrolling
down 2006.
Yeah.
And it escalates and pretty much it shows that there's been one death a year pretty much, or maybe there's some with two a year, but there's right. been a death a year that actually has been related to Black Friday shopping.
Right.
And about 100 injuries, which is crazy because you're shopping.
And do you know
what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. Do you know what percentage of those deaths and injuries happen at Walmart?
A lot of them, probably 90%.
No, it's 52%.
Okay, well, it's
which
over
is
half.
Still massive.
Yeah.
I mean, because yeah. Best Buy does it, Target does, like every store does Black Friday deals.
Yeah, and when I was looking at them,
half.
Yeah, and I was looking at them, and it was like Walmart,
stabbed
Walmart,
at Walmart,
like,
oh, crushed at Walmart,
shot at Walmart. Yeah. But then I was like, oh, shot at Toys R Us. Like two dudes shot each other at Toys R Us. And then there were some Target ones where people got trampled.
Right.
I was like,
probably,
holy
they're just
shit.
The largest retailer. Like, I don't know how many stores comparatively. Like, do you know how many Walmart stores are?
There's more than the others. But I also think they exploit Black Friday the best.
Right.
They're the ones who give the lowest prices on the rarest chase items to make people want to camp out, want to fight each other to be the first one in there to get one of the three computers.
I think the worst ones I saw too were all in like Los Angeles. Like it was like the Walmart at Los Angeles. 20 people were trampled.
Well, I've never waited in a line again since that TV thing. Like I was like, I'm never doing that again, and I haven't. But I did benefit from Walmart's Black Friday last year. They had some weird thing where just in your Facebook feed, like as I was scrolling through, it said 40 inch. I think are those 40 inch? I think they're 42 inch TVs, mm-hmm. and they were like Emerson or something. It wasn't a horrible brand. It wasn't some weird one you'd never heard of. As I was scrolling through, it was like $160 or something for a 42 inch LED TV. And I was like, what
that's
did I
pretty
just
good
say? I said Walmart. Pretty good. That's insanely good
that's
for
right.
a 42-inch TV.
It's all right.
So I went up and I was like, that's weird. It says it's going to be on Friday, but it's the Friday before Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So it would have been like last Friday.
Right.
And
everything gets earlier if you've noticed. Like, but as soon as November hit, like they had Christmas shit out.
Right.
Well, check this out. So then I told the other tech, James, I was like, hey, man, I'm going to be late to work because I'm going to go. I might have to stand in line, but we need these TVs inside of the computer shop to display, the customer list. So I can see right. the queues and whatnot, and we can have stuff up in real time so that we can constantly see yeah. where we're at. And I've wanted to do it for a long time, but I couldn't drop $500 on TVs to do that. But at $160 or whatever, I could yeah. do it. So I showed up to Walmart. Doors are open. It's like 6 a.m. It's dark outside, and I was like, no one's here. There's no line or anything. So I go walking in, people putting stuff on shelves, just putting clothes away. Not really anyone in there. I walk back to the electronics section. There's just people putting their prices out and yeah. stocking stuff and doing their job. And I'm looking around. I was like, did I read it wrong? I can't find it now. It's like in my Facebook feed. So I walked over and asked a woman. I said, hey, is there some TVs and stuff on sale today? She's like, oh, yeah, honey, just go over there and wait in the baby clothes. And I look over and there's like two guys in like
a, oh, because they're going to bring out a pallet.
They're in like Duck, yeah. you know, like Duck Dynasty, you know, camo waiting in the baby clothes over there. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
So I walked over there and they're like, hey, you here for the TV? I was like, yeah. And I was like, what's up? They're like, I don't know, man. Like, I saw it on my Facebook and like, there's no one here. And so, yeah, they said, I walked over. I said,
oh, they weren't workers? I thought they were going to ambush
no,
you.
No, it's like, some, it was a tricky like experiment to see like how social marketing would work if they didn't advertise in any other media and or tell anyone. So I said, hey, like, what else is on sale? She's like, I can't tell you. You have to find it on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. Oh, weird. I was like, you don't have an ad? She's like, nope, you have to find it on Facebook. She's like, that's our instruction. I can't tell you. And I was like, okay. So
weird.
I got back in line.
That's a pretty cool social experience.
But what happened was, as the line started to grow longer, people had things in their cart. And I was like, hey, how much was that printer? And they're like, oh, $14 or something for a Canon printer and with a scanner. And I was like, where was that? She's like, over there. So then I called the tech. I was like, hey, lock the shop. Come over here and get line.
Get this printer.
Yeah, it's one per. So then my grandma needed a TV, and I don't have a lot of money, and I'm pretty frugal about spending, honestly. But I walked out of there. Oh, some of the TVs had camo on them. Some were black framed and some were camo. I pulled off two black framed TVs, though, so I don't have Duck Dynasty computer shop.
I think the camo would be cool.
You would have bought it. So I ended up with a 32-inch LCD TV, two 42-inch TVs, a printer, and an entertainment center stand, right? Like the smaller entertainment center stand for $589 or something. I walked out
of there.
That's pretty good. For $600, I got three LCD TVs over 32 inches, a printer, and an entertainment center.
Yeah.
And like other people got some other stuff. And it was just weird though. There was, I'd have to wait in line. Nothing. It just happened. Like,
I just think that you benefit more not going right away on the Black Friday. Like you can walk into a deal and be like, oh, they still have some of these. That's cool. I didn't have to wait in line for five hours to get a $10 item.
Yeah.
Like, especially I think that it's ridiculous.
Knowing what we know about the derivative thing, that it's like, it's probably not as great of a deal as you think. For one, they quote full MSRP. So manufacturer suggested retail price is always some crazy shit where it says it's $17.99 and you're like, for $9.99 today.
Yeah.
But really they have, you know, those stores make very little margin in that too. Yeah. I learned a lot working at Best Buy.
Like, it's just getting them there to buy
the whole
other
goal.
Things.
Get as many people there as possible, baited with that, oh, we've got three.
One, and that's what I said earlier. If you waited in line for 24 hours and you don't get the item, chances are you're probably going to buy something else while you're there to make it worthwhile that you just spent the night in a parking lot.
But a lot of them, you're paying regular price for, it turns out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just dealt with all that craziness. Because if you're not the first 20 in line, you're probably not going to get one of those big ticket items.
Yeah.
Right. So looking at all the crazy, you know, Black Friday chaos that happens. And again, there's the website, blackfridaydeathcount.com, and it's got the death count and injury count, and you can click on it. We'll talk about some of those here in a minute. But I looked at another source that just talked about what happened last year only on Black Friday. So 1 year only on Black Friday,
we had raw.
Romeoville, Illinois, a shoplifter dragged a police officer from his car, and then the shoplifter got shot by the cop.
Oh, man.
In Vegas, two thieves tried to rob a man who was leaving a store with a television.
Is thieves a word?
Thieves.
I'm going to get my red pen and just put a mark in your mouth.
I had a cat named Jeeves.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Jeeves?
Them Jeeves.
Two thieves tried to rob a man who just bought a TV on Black Friday in the parking lot. He put up a fight. He was shot in the leg.
Yeah.
And the two men drove off, but they didn't get the TV. So that's the important part. In Rialto, California, a police officer was injured and hospitalized, breaking up a fight at a Black Friday. In Virginia, a man was slashed with a knife in a fight about a parking space.
Oh, yeah.
Carlsbad, California. You're right. A lot of these happen in California. There was a fight at the opening door of a mall. So when the mall was opening, yeah, everybody was rushing. A fight happened and a man was stabbed in the stomach. Endless cases of shovings and minor altercations and people getting frustrated and pushing over merchandise racks.
I'm going to say, because that's all 2014. This only has three things from 2014. So this is the Black Friday body count website is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is, yeah, you're right. This is more. But people get frustrated and push over merchandise racks. And then the fight, my favorite thing, which is at the bottom.
Can we go out on Black Friday, the three of us, just with to like push some over broadcasting equipment and just like start shit?
There's a
just
bunch
like
of,
start yelling at people and just get people frustrated.
There's
and
a bunch of people
away.
That are Black Friday watchers. They're not shoppers.
They just go out
to watch everyone go crazy.
And they video. Yeah. They just
That's
go out and video.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's That's security awesome. Footage online that you can go and look up that have people just videoing other people. They're not even there to buy items.
Right.
They're just in line filming.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing last year is at one, it just said store, and at two Walmarts. So three times this happened last year in the height of Black Friday madness. When this is fucking fantastic. I really like this. In the, like right, like the doors are open, you're rushing to get the tickets. All the craziness is going on. Right when that's about to happen, people call in a bomb threat.
Oh man. Ooh.
The cops shut it down. Like even before, like the doors are about to open. Calling a bomb threat. The cops have to show up. They have to sweep the entire store with a bomb dog.
Man.
Everyone leaves because they're not going to wait 4 hours.
And then
hours.
The new people show up.
Right. So you chase the line away and then you show up, skate in. And
so
get
are the
chase
new line
them.
People interrogated is what I want to know because yeah. those would be my
so
first.
Don't do it because it's a felony
yes,
and you'll get listed as a terrorist.
You know
but
what,
I
though?
Thought it was really fucking
if
funny.
Some super like hacker status thing happened where they called all the major retailers, like they made like a war dialer
all at the same time
with a recorded message all at the same time. I'm just throwing that out there if Anonymous wants to do it.
Right.
If you want to really mess with retailers on Black Friday, you could organize a mass war dial.
We're not saying
with a recorded
do this.
Message
this is something,
saying
yeah.
right.
that there is a bomb in the building or something all of the Walmarts and Best Buys.
The telemarketer that who was it the telemarketer was calling? That was you, Brent, wasn't it? The
okay.
guy who called you from a bunch of different places?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That guy could seriously do
You would
threats.
Need an army, though, but you could shut a city down, one
That'd
person could. But if you were organized enough and used like a war dialer with a recorded message that called out on all those lines through VIP or something, I'm not sure how you would do it. But
so let's run through this list real quick. And
some of the key
idea.
Highlights of,
yeah,
of
this,
Black Friday.
This is going to be a quick like 60-second highlight. So this is 2014 also, and I'll go down all the way to 2006. So Thanksgiving shopper hit by a car in a Wyoming Walmart parking lot. And that one, I believe the guy was drunk driving through the parking lot.
Right.
And it was a Black Friday, middle of the night deal. Is that supposed to be Wyoming or Wyomissing?
It's Wyomissing
Walmart.
No, it's a city called Wyomissing that isn't
in
Wyoming.
Okay,
I forget what state, because I thought the same
thought
thing when
Wyoming.
I read that.
Okay,
it's a city called Wyomissing.
So another one, Black Friday brawl at a Kohl's in Tustin ends in three arrests.
Mm-hmm.
UK Black Friday madness. A woman gets a broken wrist and a head injury from a fallen TV during a scuffle.
Oof.
So she got hit over the head with a TV during the scuffle.
I found Wyomissing is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so Pennsylvania. Yeah. So it's East Coast. So shopper pepper sprayed and arrested in an argument over a TV. So just don't go after the TV. This is in a Jersey Walmart. Thanksgiving Day bargain shoppers send 11-year-old to the hospital. And that one is where 11-year-old girl was trampled by the crowd.
Right.
And sustained pretty good injuries.
Trampling is very common.
Trampling is very common. A teen returning home from a Black Friday shopping spree fell asleep at the wheel and was killed in the wreck.
That happens a lot.
That happens
as well.
A lot also.
Like the exhausted workers.
Yes.
After some crazy shift, they get in, they fall, like they drive into culverts, they get in, hit, you know, they get run over, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'll jump down. A father charged in a crash that killed his daughter's after a Black Friday shopping spree. So him and his family were out, and his kids were killed in the accident, which is horrible.
Right.
A man was stabbed during a Black Friday event in Carlsbad Mall. I believe that one was in a Best Buy where the guy got stabbed in the back. One of them was, the guy was a shoplifter, and they caught him and he was trying to leave and he stabbed the worker in the back. No, it was a Marine. He stabbed a Marine in the back as he was leaving the store. And the shitty part about that was the Marine was there collecting toys for the Toys for Tots drive with two other Marines.
Why did he stab him?
He was a thief and he was leaving and he just slashed the guy in the back.
The Marine might have interfered, tried to stop him.
Yeah. So Newport, Arkansas, Walmart employee injured during Black Friday sales, which he got trampled. Scenes of chaos during chain stores, Black Friday sales in North Ireland. So this is all over the world.
Right.
Several injured in a Black Friday related shootout inside a Kohl's in Illinois. So people
Black
were
Friday shootout.
Yeah, inside the Kohl's. There's another one too.
Okay, Corral.
Yeah, so two of them, two deaths were in a Toys R Us. Two guys were shooting at each other down the aisles of a Toys R Us.
Yeah,
during a Black Friday event.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is insane. Like, there's so many. A girl trampled in Black Friday Walmart rush.
I know in 2008, a Walmart employee who opened the doors was trampled,
he was trampled to death
by the crowd.
Yeah. The other one was funny, too. We were talking about it was a guy with heart problems in a Target was shopping, and I guess he had a heart attack, and he was basically...
He could have been saved, probably.
He probably could have been saved, maybe, but people just walked around him to get to the deals.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, it's just a people.
Social experiment.
It's like I said, it's that psychology thing. Like everybody gets the I'm in it for me crowd mentality instead of the peaceful tribe crowd mentality. And that's what, and the I mean, the thing is the marketing, the advertise, the companies are trying to instill that mindset because that's what's going to make you lose your mind and buy all kinds of shit. Like they want you red in fury and shopping rage.
Yeah.
So by the time you get home 3 hours later,
can you claim temporary insanity though? Like if you just kill somebody during an event,
maybe
like the other thing in 2011, One of them was in Los Angeles. The other one was in Illinois. So two separate sides of the United States. A lady pepper sprayed 20 shoppers in line for Xbox consoles.
Yeah.
She pepper sprayed them so she could get the console. And then in Illinois,
I don't understand how she thought that was going to work out. Like
an off-duty police officer sprayed. Yeah, in North Carolina. He pepper sprayed the shoppers.
Right.
So apparently things got out of line. He was off duty cop and thought that was cool.
He was working security at the
store.
Oh,
was he? Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. So those are two different instances. 20 people got pepper sprayed on separate sides of the country, probably around the same time.
Right.
So,
right.
Awesome.
I think we should just put a fake baby in one of those baby carriers from Goodwill and like leave it unattended in a couple stores. Like let's see
how long it takes for somebody to be like, hey, there's a baby.
I bet we would get some stuff off that for sure.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Can't really get in trouble.
Or we can pose fake fights and like you have your kid in the stroller, but it's like the fake kid with the blanket over it, you know, and we start fighting and I just kick the stroller over. Like just kick the stroller over and throw it across the street, like with the baby in it, and you just start going crazy, like, oh my God, my baby, and see what people do.
Yeah, I wonder if we could just film how many people step around the baby carrier if you just put it right in the middle of the aisle where they have to go to get to like the iPads.
Right.
And see how many walk around.
Right. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Like someone the baby carrier, the blanket it, over.
Yeah, with a little blanket over.
I wonder if anybody
it.
Would steal the baby.
No.
I don't know.
You never know.
That'd be crazy.
I'm going to Goodwill this up. How much time do I have? I need a Walkman.
Oh, we got time.
I need a Walkman. And oh, a little, so you can... amp. Yeah, I got to make baby noises.
Oh, man.
I can get it all at the Goodwill. I'm almost
certain.
Yeah,
you can get it all at the Goodwill.
Sure. You don't have a Walkman? You have all kinds of old crap.
Inciting panic or something. I bet I can still get in trouble for
it. Oh, I'm sure they could. You know, they'll find a crime that they'll
Yeah, but if we just leave it and don't go back for it and film it, like walk up to it and be like, oh, my God, somebody left a baby and just film it, you know, like where you don't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but you did it with malicious intent, and now it's definitely premeditated.
No, it's an
experiment.
Can we do it in the name of science?
Can you do it in the name of science, or can you do it in the name of like comedy and sarcasm? In which case, you're like covered. Because,
oh, we're protected by the sarcasm,
right?
Yeah,
because
we did it for a podcast.
Like we're just doing it. Like it's just a joke. Like you can't get, you know.
Yeah, like I think some people have done that where they put the baby carrier like out liquid nailed to the top of their car.
Well, Jackass does it. No, Jackass does it where the stroller like rolls down the hill.
Yeah.
The guy loses the stroller and it gets hit by a car and stuff. Like they do it. So, I mean, I'm sure we could do it and not get in trouble.
It's happening.
Except we just did a premeditated recording of what we're going to do.
Well, I know the guy who edits this, so if we really want to do it.
There's going to be like a 10-minute section of just blank.
What happened?
Yeah.
We'll tell you after we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, if nothing happens. So what else do we got?
After injuries, I had some numbers, which I see conflicting things. Like, people always talk about how much profits they make in the whole now we're in the black.
I couldn't find anything.
I found some stuff, but what I like is I found, like, the false reports. So the big numbers I have is, like, for example, in 2013, it was estimated that 97 million shoppers crammed into stores. And by the weekend, by the end of the weekend, it was 140 million shoppers had crammed into stores for shopping on that occasion. But what I did find was a man named Michael McKee from Bloomberg says that the numbers are generally false, that they can be inflated as much as twice once we find out. Because what they can do is all these retail stores report for their like stock earnings to say, this is how much we expect to do. This is what we did. We met our expectation.
Because 140 million people is half of America.
Right.
And I'm not sure that half of Americans go shop on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next thing, so they say dollars, right? But what you can do is Visa and Master and Discover all report their transactions and earnings for the time period. So they can see what the actual increases in sales are based off of that. And also based off of like year-end taxes and whatnot, what the government says was done. So what one of the things they said was that that they falsify a lot of that. But what can happen is, and what's shown statistically in the past, is that sales will be up 70% in November.
Mm-hmm.
But in December, down 40%, in January, down 10%. So they actually, if you figure that out, had a 10% increase instead of a 70% increase.
Yeah.
And some people even argue, economically speaking, that they're harming themselves as retailers by doing it, but it's a runaway train. It's like they've turned the machine on. You can't stop it.
Right.
But what happens is you get all these people looking for a bargain. So they don't want to spend money. Now you got to give them a bargain. They don't want to spend money.
Yeah.
They'll wait for the bargain. And so they go through all their sales shopping for the crappy stuff that you have the zero margin on, and a lot of people walking to buy the TV but not buy the HDMI cable that you're actually making money on. And so what happens is tons of people go in there and spend all their money early, and then they don't spend it throughout the shopping season like they would have.
This, 2014, it says $50.9 billion was spent during the four-day Black Friday weekend out of the $600 billion spent for Christmas. Right. I mean, if we were looking at the numbers, we were talking about that Halloween, Christmas, like 100 billion. Wasn't it 100 billion or 400 billion? What was it? What was the number for Halloween?
Those are big differences. I don't know.
It was it was a couple hundred billion dollars was spent for Halloween, and Christmas was $600 billion. So where do these numbers fit in? Like,
well, Halloween at least is profitable because they bought it for that event. There was no expectation
and
later.
And it's junk. Like, it's all like the crappiest
plastic masks and makeup.
They cost them nothing to make, and they made $60 on the thing. You know what I mean?
Like,
it would be cool if somehow retailers were required to make some type of a donation, like a charitable donation based off of a like unique holiday sales, like an event type sales that they're required to give 10% or something. Like Frito-Lay gave 10% of all chip sales on Thanksgiving to diabetes.
Right. Yeah, like, that would be cool. And the thing is, though, people would go and buy those chips because they would want to be making the donation they'd probably make more money. I think people make more money when you're charitable with things.
Yeah, so, I think so.
Well, that's why charitable organizations make a lot of money.
There's a whole bunch of, there's like a whole documentary about breast cancer and how the pink ribbon thing is like all for consumers. People will buy it because you put it on there, and the profits you make far outweigh the donation that's required to do that.
Just like killing 2,000 people will make the country united.
What? Oh, are you getting 9/11 on us?
Well, that's what it is. It's a ploy.
Yeah,
totally. You take a small thing and turn it into something that brings out.
I did have an American flag on my truck, which I do not now, and I did during that period. I was following suit, you know.
Yeah. You had a flag.
Yeah.
It happens. It
made flag sales go up.
I followed.
So looking at the corporate side, there's a group. It's a magazine. There's a whole sort of media thing called Adbusters.
Right.
And it's an anti-consumerism magazine, and they kind of play with the idea of consumerism. They make fun of it. The guy who runs it, a guy named Kyle Lawson, was a big advocate to get people away from smoking, and he helped sort of run the lobbying and the PR campaigns to make smoking look bad so that smoking would be, you know, decreased, et cetera. But he runs Adbusters, and one of the things that Adbusters does is every year they declare the day after Thanksgiving – International Buy Nothing Day, which is now spread to 60 countries, and millions of people participate in it. And their goal is to get you to literally buy nothing. Don't get gas for your car. Don't go to the grocery store. Like, spend that entire day not buying anything, just to counteract it, so that the consumerism can slow down. Their actual blurb on it is: as the year end approaches, keep in mind that an object will never make you happy. It might for a few minutes, maybe even days, but at the end, your experiences are all you've got. So this year, get your family together and do something wildly different. Ignore Black Friday. And then it goes on to say, then as we enter the holiday season, consider what it might mean to celebrate a holiday that isn't driven by commercial forces. If you are going to buy, make a choice and go local, independent, or make something for your loved ones that means more. Let's take back our lives and stop buying into the consumer machine. And one of the things that they advocate for is, like, don't go to Walmart, don't go to Best Buy, don't go to Target. If you're going to shop for Christmas, shop at a local store, support the local economy, you know, make something and give that to your loved ones. Like, don't do some shitty macaroni art and try to give it to your mom when you're a grown ass man, because she's not going to like it. But it's like, if you have a skill and you make something and you give it to somebody, they're going to appreciate it more.
I wonder if, as a grown ass man, I make my mom some macaroni art. She would probably like that.
We're going to find out.
I have a feeling that this is going to happen.
But what they do, they advocate certain tactics, and then they film a lot of people who do some Buy Nothing Day stuff. And some of the things they tell you to do are put up posters and flyers. They advocate that people set up. You can download stuff to print it, so it like looks official.
My issue with that, though, is that okay, you don't buy anything on Friday, but you bought something on Thanksgiving and the day after Friday.
Well, they're suggesting you don't at all.
Yeah, I know, but they're saying, I mean, like, the do nothing day. Right, you know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
But some of the other tactics that they say, they suggest that people set up a booth outside of the big Black Friday events, with a shredder announcing that before you go in, let's shred your credit cards. Because you're just going to go in and fuck yourself up.
No one does that.
People do it.
They seed people in line for that. I don't believe anyone goes, I was here for TV and I'm crazy enough of a consumer to wait in line, and then they change their mind and put their credit card in the shredder. Yeah, I bet that was seeded. I don't think they really do that.
Oh, I can promise you people would do that.
Really?
Yes.
Someone crazy enough to show up for Black Friday and wait in line and then change their mind at the end and shred it?
Yeah.
And don't go in the store?
Absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Where does this happen? Like, I want to see it.
I still don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I can see it happening.
Yeah,
I can see people realizing, look, I'm $50,000 in credit card debt, and I'm about to walk in and walk out 55, and this guy is making me stare at my credit card debt. I could see people saying,
an intervention of sorts.
Yeah.
I know I had a six pack of beer in my hand the other day, and just the fact that the line was too long, I was like, I don't need this beer. Right. It could happen. You know, I was like, I don't need this beer. I need to study. I'm going to get tired if I drink this. I shouldn't be doing it anyway. I'm going to diet. And I just set it back down and walked out of the store. So there is sometimes when you're on the edge, I don't think it would have very much of a large scale effect. Like, I don't see
25%. I could see one or two people.
No, they're not. It's not going to change the fucking market, even if five people did it. But the other things that they recommend, and they have footage of this on their website as well, I don't know what this would accomplish, but it's kind of funny. They recommend that people do zombie walks in the store on the day of Black Friday. So just get like 15 people to dress up like zombies and wander around.
Does it say Adbuster on your back? That's just an excuse to dress up like a zombie.
Bored people with nothing else to do.
The other one, which I think is actually pretty funny, is what they call Whirlmart. And they get people to show up with a group of like 5, 10, or 15 friends to go to Black Friday at Walmart. And then they all get a cart and they line up like a Congo line and they just wander through the store like a train blocking
like snake,
people.
Like a game of snake.
That might get you fucking shot. Like, I mean, that's the 20 people that got pepper sprayed in the one Walmart. They were doing the fucking Congo basket line.
I have about 30 Geek Squad shirts if you guys want to organize some type of like
flash. That's the other thing that they do is they also get like, oh, I actually have a couple of friends of mine who got really into Buy Nothing Day a while ago, and they knew people who used to work at Walmart, and they still had Walmart vests, and they went in dressed like Walmart employees to like lie to people.
Like, no,
and they would
go
like, oh, is, you know, where are the big TVs? And they would just tell them to go to the wrong part of the store. And they passed out pamphlets on not like don't and then touch them secretly. But they would give out pamphlets talking about how bad consumerism is and how you don't need anything at Walmart and how bad Walmart is, but they were dressed like Walmart employees. They did that for a couple of years.
I think there's something better you can do with your time, though. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just
no,
me.
That's cool. I'm all for someone like trying to practice their cause. Well, I think I know it's awesome that they did it. Like, that's opinion. Brave. Like, for you to go do that, it's a brave thing to do.
Right.
I bet you get away with it for a long time because of seasonal occasional employees. Yeah.
Like, no, they're not even going to know.
They won't even know.
Well, there's so many people in there. Yeah. You wouldn't right. know.
You would get away with it forever, but it might suck. You might end up just giving up and helping people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might.
I don't know what's on aisle 5.
Let me help you, old lady.
Yeah, you're actually.
I'll walk you over. But then that started when I thought about that, like dressing up like a Walmart employee, I started to think, well, I wonder what kind of scams people might be running on Black Friday. Because if I had a Walmart outfit, I might be able to get away with some shit at Walmart. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll check you out over here. Just swipe right. your card. We'll
exactly.
have it
exactly. Oh. Exactly.
The little machine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like just, I'm like an espresso. Checkout. I'm just here to, you know, and then I swipe your card, put all your shit in a bag. You walk out. You shoplifted. I got your credit card.
Like, if I was a bad guy, but I'm not, I could totally.
But I looked like some of the regular things, there are things, which is what we just talked about. There's false credit card offers in stores. So people will show up and it used to be
fill
they
out
would
their
have,
information.
Fill out an information. And,
so you get their social and their address
all that stuff.
And
wow, or, and now they'll put it on a pad and have you fill out all your information and they'll even print out a stub and say, so when you're ready to check out, take this stub to the register
with your ID,
and then that's where they'll run the thing. We're just doing it back in the store to save time at the register, and then they walk out with all your fucking shit.
Wow.
And they can just get credit cards minted in
that's
your name.
That's smart, because you could just print out like all kinds of, you could make a really official looking like Visa, like, you know, Capital One, steal their logo off the internet, print it on the front of some easy up tent tarp, and set up a table and a couple chairs and have a like a square register thing or something. That would be so
and we're giving out free water bottles if you sign up.
Exactly. You could go all out. Yeah, like it can't be a scam. They're giving me a water
bottle. And they have like blazers that say Chase on them. Like,
Going to the dark side is a temptation.
It is, man.
I have all the skills to do so many bad things.
We'd all be in jail, just white collar criminals. Just
if I didn't have a family, Brad would be killing people and not turkey hunting if he didn't have a family. And if I didn't have a family, I would be in jail for some type
for
of
some kind of computer
electronic hack theft.
No, like, I'd for sure be in jail for something.
And then there's tons of email like online scams. They'll send false shipping confirmation emails that say that thing you ordered, you know, the like it looks like it's from UPS or whatever, and it says the package that you ordered that shipped on December 7th is having a problem. Please fill in this information to learn more. And you're just going to be like, well, fuck, I know I ordered something. Did I order it on the 7th? Okay, well, shit. And then you fill out information and they've got your information. Yeah. There's false coupon websites where it's like if you're looking for like a Cyber Monday deal, it'll be like couponsrus.net. And you click there and it's like, oh, I'm looking for an iPad. And it's like this iPad's $60 cheaper than anywhere else, but you have to register for the coupon site to get the coupon. Then you register, they've got your information. There is no coupon and they've got all your information. There's just tons of scams like that. There's false refunds and rebates where again they'll tell you that thing that you returned or the item that you bought at Best Buy is actually eligible for a $19 rebate. You just have to fill this form out, so then you'll be like, oh well, shit, I did order something at Best Buy or Walmart.
Well, you hit
100
100,000 people and some of them are going to be
somebody just thinks and all you're doing is mentioning a date that you bought a thing at Target or Walmart or whatever, and you're going to think, well, shit, I did do that. Oh, I'm eligible for a $60 rebate. Like, where do I sign in?
Even fool management if you went all out enough. Like,
totally.
If you showed up at Target with like a Samsung. Like, and you were like, it's a Samsung like pop out booth. Like, you made up some cool thing where it's like nobody knew which store it was going to be at.
Right.
I'm from such and such. You have all the stuff printed.
Yeah.
And you sit out there and you do it's Samsung rebates. You can pre purchase these Black Friday items and just print out like receipts that show shipping dates and FedEx numbers. Someone's doing all this. Are you writing this down, bad guy?
so just like we
and
talked
he
about.
He looked at me
our,
when he said that.
Right. With our credit card scam stuff, it's like there's a whole lot of Black Friday scams out there.
And thieves waiting for you in the parking lot when you get your items.
Thieves and Jeeves.
Yeah, because that was a theme too, that like people were being robbed in parking lots and shot or stabbed.
People wait for them to get the item and take off.
Yeah.
What I mean, the other thing I found, one of the last things I found was like most of the deals are repeated later, up to four times before Christmas happens.
Right.
And most of the best deals are actually the last couple days. I mean, you don't want to wait till the last minute to shop, but the last couple days before Christmas, there are better deals historically than there are on Black Friday.
Well, that's like if you're going to buy a fake Christmas tree, you always want to buy it after Christmas.
Right. And then just
for
have
next year. Yeah, because they're $250 or $300 for a fake Christmas tree that's made with the pipe cleaners.
Right.
You know, like, and then after Christmas, it's 75% off. You get it for $80.
Right.
You know,
that's like $1,000 fake Christmas tree because my mom used to work at the patio shop or something.
Yeah.
And like, that's what, so I, she,
oh,
might,
is
have,
that the other part of it? This, yeah. It's huge.
The parts are all here. It is a giant tree.
There's a disassembled.
We got to set up a Christmas tree for the podcast. Anyway.
I got to get one. We'll just decorate that thing. Cause I got to put that one upstairs and soon actually, because I think the Christmas parade's
we can just get a Christmas tree.
It happens quick.
Yeah. But that's part of the thing. I mean, there are so many sales now, like they try to lure you in on Black Friday, but like I said, you know, like Brent said, there are multiple sales throughout the year that are going to be just as good as Black Friday. And everybody always hypes up Cyber Monday, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday is 100% bullshit. Everybody's
junk when you look on there. It's horrible.
Every website I go, they're like, no, shop Cyber Monday for the best deals of this. And it's like, this is all bullshit.
That being said, though,
it's shit you do not ever want. It's like this obscure, weird gold plated pen that's normally $690. It's on sale for $80. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Thing.
Yeah, but there is some people that I know that have gotten like the Black Friday deals online without going to the store and whatnot.
Yes.
So that does happen, but most of those electronics, like Black Friday sales and stuff, it's the MSRP trick. Like they just post it for that.
It's 20% off, but really it's the same price they sold it at the whole year.
Totally.
Right. We just mark it up and then mark it down.
I actually, I went to Home Depot, and this wasn't even during Black Friday, but they were having a sale at Home Depot, and I was kind of looking at some Wagner paint sprayers for paint, you know what I mean, house paint.
Right.
And I was like, oh man, maybe I'll just get a paint sprayer because it'll be easier. Like,
right.
And I was like, oh, they're $100 or whatever. I was like, I'll just get one.
Right.
And I was like, oh, they're having a sale. I'd already been looking at them for like a month, like just debating if I wanted to buy one or not. And they were like $89 or something like that. So or 79, something. I don't even remember the exact price, but I went, oh, they're having a sale. Cool. Let me go over here and look. Oh, they're 30% off. And they were like they were $15 more. And I was like, no. I was like, no.
Right.
Yeah. Cause I've been looking, it was like $109.99.
Right.
And I'd been looking at them. They're like 89 or you know what I mean? Like $94 or something like that. And I was like, no way. I was like, everything was more expensive during the sale.
So funny. I think the final question is, and there are some things they've tried to do. How could you fix the madness? You know what I mean? What can you do? It's not going to stop, right? They won't quit doing it.
No.
But the thing is,
it'll just be something else. Like that.
When I worked there, they had tickets for each item. So they would go out to the first person in line and say, what are you here for? And they would hand a TV ticket, a laptop ticket.
Oh, okay.
You can get one of each item per person or something.
Right.
Which is still hard to manage because that person might be like, well, I'm going to get that TV ticket and sell it to person in line.
Yeah,
whatever. You're still going to stop the stampede, though, as management.
It
helps. If everybody gets tickets, that's going to be like, I'm not running.
And then when the
chase
tickets are done.
Item.
But they don't like doing that because they want people to still go in. So if you're 20th in line, they walk down the line and they say, what are you here for? And they're like, I wanted the 52-inch TV or whatever. They're like, those are gone. We have this. And they're like, well, that's all I was here for. And they walk away and don't go in. That's the problem for them.
That is the problem.
Yeah. The other thing they've started to do is instead of opening in the morning at like 4 a.m. or whatever, they've started to just open the night before so that people would come at, you know, 10 o'clock or midnight or something so that they weren't camped out for it necessarily.
Right.
But all that happens is it moves the deadline for the camp out back. So people start camping out a day earlier.
Yeah.
So then the next thing they try to do, and it's causing a ton of drama right now, is the thing is stores being open on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because now all those 150 people don't get to be with their family.
That was last year. They closed for a little bit and then they opened back up at like 8 that night.
Right.
Which might be okay because you got to do the dinner thing and whatnot. And if it stops people from getting stabbed and stampeded, you know what I mean?
Dude, like I said, it was when I went, they opened back up at like 9 o'clock that night. And
I think the line's still there. I think
line was there.
Yeah.
The line
was still
3 miles
just
long.
Come earlier.
Yeah. I don't. If you
know
they're opening up at a certain time, you're going to be there. Like there are people that are willing to miss Thanksgiving dinner to go stand in line.
Right.
That's just the fact of the
and
matter.
And I mean, the other thing, I mean, the marketers, the merchandisers are going to benefit from the fury. Like when you're waiting in line for hours and you bum rush that door and you're just seeing red because you need that laptop, and then you get inside and you get that laptop and it's like, oh shit, look how cheap that microwave is, and look at those shoes, and you just fill your cart up in this like,
yeah, and then
haze,
the promotion though, the promotion of it is, I got all this shit for this much money. Like you said, you know, right. You went in and you found all these things for a super cheap amount of price.
I got a free TV. I sold the laptop.
And the other thing, people will go out and tell other people, and then, oh, I want to go to Black Friday next year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. You get stoked up about this fucking event. The thing is, though,
we looked at those numbers, and from what Bloomberg said, it's that they made 70% more and made 60% less, so they only made 10% more.
Yeah, but nobody's doing the math project before they go to Black Friday. They just see an item that
The retailers are just locked into this thing. They have no choice. They have to go with the stampede, because if Walmart decides they're not going to do it, Target will do it.
Yep.
And Target will get twice the customers, and maybe they will make 60% more because they'll get all those customers.
So yeah, they have to.
There's no answer.
Yeah, there's no. It's not going to stop.
A handful of companies this year have decided that they're not actually going to open on Black Friday. I know. I
Nordstrom's.
Yeah, and there was.
That was just Thanksgiving.
It was a sporting good company that we don't have here in town, so I don't remember. But
they
it's a big chain back east.
Yeah, it was Pickles. Dick's is going to open. Pickles isn't.
Pickles? Dicks and Pickles? what are we talking about?
It just stopped everybody in their tracks. Like, what the fuck?
It's ROI or something?
REI.
REI. They declared they're not going to open at all on Black Friday.
They probably did the math and like, we're going to make 10% more, stress our employees out, and spend all this money on marketing.
Do you make 10% more because you have more employees there that you're paying?
Well, they're saying all things given, their sales, you know, including cost, 10% higher is what they ended up making because they lost so much the following months.
Wow.
So it's probably just not worth the extra work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like working overtime and moving into the next tax bracket. Like, we used to have a boss that'd make you work 21 hours because we're like making triple time.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, I made $4 an hour. I did the math. That did not work out. I don't want to work 21 hours. Yeah. Let's just go home.
I was making 20 something. Now I'm making four.
Yeah. I'll just not go big and skip coffee once a week or something. Yeah.
So I don't know. My advice is avoid the whole fucking thing. It's not worth it. There'll be a better sale a week later and there's not going to be anybody in fucking line. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
I'm not gonna do this, but this would be the answer, I think. So anonymous, if you're out there, don't call all the Walmarts, don't call all the Best Buys, don't call all the Targets. You just call the corporate headquarters and you say that there is one bomb in one of your locations, and then you blow up a silly bomb that didn't really hurt anyone in one of those locations. So there's no way to ignore the threat next year, because you also call a couple news stations that are major. So you just call all the major retail headquarters and say that there's a bomb in the building. You actually follow up with some small incendiary device of some sort that's non-lethal and doesn't hurt anyone, but can be found and or detonated in one of them, so that they know they have to stop and look. And then you call CNN and some major news places, and it would put the brakes on it. I don't know what effect that would have. But
that's awesome. But yeah. Brad choking out a 10-year-old is just hideous.
No one got hurt in mine.
I think more than no one getting hurt, I think the difference is one of them is theoretical.
Using major resources.
When one of them is real.
For the record,
Was it?
I'm a little bit worried. I said it now because I know we're on a watch list of some sort. I'm pretty sure we are. Based off of our podcast, so that might not have been the best thing.
No, and now you're...
Brad's going to survive the 10-year-old chokeout, and I'm going down.
So whose was worse in the end, Brad? I'm going to be on the other side of the glass, just the tapping on it with
choking
the phone.
Choking out a kid.
Will you put some...
Look at what you did.
Put some money on my books. You guys can call in, though. It's only like $8 a minute. You guys could call me.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. Be a guest on the show for a minute.
Yeah. I was just kidding. I would never do that. I was just saying if someone were to do that, that's probably the most efficient way of doing it.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't think it would stop anything.
So they would have to stop the stores. I don't know what would happen.
Yep.
It'd be kind of Fight Club-esque where they like blow up all the credit bureaus.
Right.
And it puts a reset. It's kind of Mr. Robot.
Should probably stop talking about it. So don't get stabbed, shot, trampled, punched, pepper sprayed. Enjoy your Black Friday at home with your family. Enjoy your day off. I would say boycott football. That would be my thing.
Yeah, no shit.
So that's a moneymaker right there. So that's kind of it for the show, unless somebody has something else to blow up.
I think that Frito-Lay needs to contribute some of their profits to to diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes. We do have sponsors to thank. And once again, I don't have it. I don't know where it's at. But it's That Beard Stuff.
Yes.
That Beard Stuff is, they make beard products. They make beard butter, beard balm, beard oil, beard combs, coffee cups, apparently frosted pint glasses and mugs.
Barbecued shrimp, fried shrimp.
Shrimp, boiled shrimp.
shrimp. Etsy.com/shop/ That Beard Stuff. You can search it, That Beard Stuff. Facebook.com/ beard oil and balm.
And I have been using it, and I do think that it's helping just a little bit. Yep. I measured my beard yesterday, and it's a little bit more than it's not. It's still see-through, but it smells fabulous. Yeah,
my transparent beard.
Yeah.
It turns you into Christopher Walken, actually.
It made my beard look thicker because the oil was reflecting light back at you, and your eyesight wasn't as good because the light was coming back at you, creating an effect of more beard. But yeah, check them out for sure. Thank you, Digital Creations, for everything. Crazy thing you do with stickers. We got some new stickers.
Yes.
So if you're around downtown and you're close to SWAT PC and you want a sticker, you can come by and I'll give you a sticker. We should probably give Victoria or Magdalena. Oh, your names. Magdalena Barton, something. If you want some hot sauce from El Yucateco, Magdalena Barton, come by and I will give you some hot sauce or some kind of swag out of a bag.
You can put it in your butt.
And thank you so much. Don't do that, Magdalena.
Just quoting Jason Roscoe, ladies and gentlemen.
And please, El Yucateco, continue to love us. Thank you for El Yucateco hot sauce. Magdalena. Also known as Victoria Barton. Please come by and I'll give you some hot sauce. Thank you.
Yep. And Tate Fletcher and...
thanks for almost giving us a heart attack. It's delicious, but man,
that coffee,
there should be a warning caveman on the back coffee. Of it.
Yeah, we're just pussies. You can write us, tell us if we're pussies or not, because I drink coffee all the time, and it did give me a little head rush, man. Yeah, I was like, wow.
I was like,
and I didn't really notice it until the other guys mentioned it, and then I was like, well, you know what? I'm trying to click on this thing on the computer, and I just am not focusing right now on this at all.
Everything was
I went to go pee, and I'm like standing there like forgetting what I was doing. Oh, yeah, I got to go pee.
You did pee your pants.
Right? I did pee my pants right on this show. I did it for the show and for the fans.
Yeah,
I'm sitting in my pee pants right now.
Yep. So I shit my pants. Have you guys seen that commercial?
No. It's beautiful.
I just shit my bed.
It's such good marketing, man.
Yeah, Kmart. Yeah, search Kmart ship. Ship my pants.
They're saying shit.
Kmart.
One person said
big
shit.
Big gas savings.
That's a big ass savings. That's a big ass truck.
That solves your big ass prices.
That's
or
a
problems.
Big ass man.
Yeah. So look at the big ass man. What is
it? He's really cussing, for the record.
Yep. So that's another episode of the Sofa King podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Keep listening. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. We always appreciate moms listening. We appreciate everything they do. And don't get diabetes and don't be a retard. Scared of a bunch of water, then get out the rain. Order a wrapper for lunch and spit out the chain. Then kick a lungy off the tip of his timbo and trick a honey dip into a game of strip limbo. Odd, he couldn't find no remorse. A wink is as good as a nod to a blind horse. Of course, his technique was from a divine source. Never knew the price of ice or what swine cost. One guy tried to bite the heat. It's when he discovered the other white meat. Oh, the one they hate so well. He sure keeps his cycle like the old Bates Motel. They came to ask him for at least some new tracks, but only got confronted by the beast with two backs. Knock, Mouse is a made man. Villain laid it down like the best laid plan. Bell the cat, who the hell is that near the middle? Got y'all, but it's not all barren skittles. Prepare the vittles, got riddles and spittles. Crystal clear to the jot or the tittle. It's hot off the griddle. Came to take the cake, whether it's a lot or a little. Kaboom, Doom is nervous large. You could tell by his blooming room service charge. Dark and tall to boot. The only thing was wrong is he was bald as a coot. Used to ran a van from Peter Pan to Red and Tan. And keep the human foot for his dead man's hand. This was when the mask was brand spanking new. Before it got rusted from drinking all the brew. Stankin' too, pew. Kept all his earnings in the bank in a shoe. Spat what he knew. Energy for true. To all fake rap, it's 23 Skidoo. Excuse you, any room in the class front for a blast of the blunt. Truman since last.